talking about teenagers, how do you strike a balance between helping them to grow more independent while having them respect your rules and boundaries?
The first step in helping teenagers to grow and develop and become more independent is to really set clear expectations for them, to establish clear ground rules, and to even have them written down and even posted in the household at a place where everyone can see them. Oftentimes, those kinds of ground rules can be established jointly. Often the teen will feel like they have more ownership and more commitment to it if it's done in the context of a family meeting. I've certainly heard of many situations where a parent has proposed a certain rule and the teen may agree to it, but if the teen was asked what they thought would be an appropriate ground rule, they might even be a little bit more strict than their parents. But we know that promoting independence is an important part of encouraging healthy social and emotional development. We'd like the kids to be able to do more and more things on their own, but we want to assure that they're safe and that they're protected. We also want to encourage a sense of belonging to help promote their healthy emotional development. And so it's valuable to talk with your kids about opportunities where they can feel like they belong to a group, whether it's a church group or a club or a school group or an athletic activity. We also want to try to identify opportunities for our children to see where they can be very good at something, where they have a sense of mastery so that they can truly feel good about themselves and build their self-esteem. And then finally, I think that it's important to help to promote opportunities for teens to demonstrate generosity, a chance to give back to others and to help others, which also helps to promote their social and emotional development and build their confidence and build their self-esteem to prepare them to be healthy adults.